Welcome to the Holistic Psychiatry Podcast. I'm Courtney Snyder, a physician and holistic adult and child psychiatrist. In this episode, I'll be talking about mental shifts for starting and sustaining healthy habits, moving beyond the roller coaster of lifestyle changes. This episode goes out to anyone who's been on the roller coaster of making healthy choices, whatever those are for them, falling off the wagon, feeling bad about it, committing to restarting, and then falling off again. Willpower, resolutions, best-laid plans, and seemingly effective programs don't instill a trust that we will stay on track. Such an internal battle can be around food, getting regular exercise, limiting time on the computer or phone, making time to put ourselves in a calm state. For some, the hope can be to improve overall health. For others, it could be a desire to lose weight. And for others, it could be an intention to restore their body or brain to where it was before they became sick. If this sounds like I know what I'm talking about, I really feel like I do. I've been on this roller coaster personally. But I always believed that there was a better way, one that was sustainable and even fulfilling. I do believe that fatigue, brain fog, and depression can impact our ability to do what we want to do for ourselves. This is why addressing brain-related nutrient levels can be an important step for some. But for many, if not most of us, the biggest impediment is our mindset. In this episode, I won't focus on specific healthy choices, again, for whatever that is for a given person. We all know what they generally are for us at this time in our life or in our healing process. Instead, I'll be introducing mental shifts that can help us get off the roller coaster and step onto a path of sustainable self-care. While self-pampering can be part of self-care, the type of self-care I'm referring to here is much, much bigger than that. Three people who've influenced my thinking on this topic and this newsletter are Jason Seib, S-E-I-B. He's a self-care and mindfulness coach, author, and course creator. And in the newsletter, I'm linking to the three websites of these particular individuals. James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits, An Easy and Proven Way to Build Good Habits and Break Bad Ones. And Dr. Robert Biswas Diner, a positive psychologist, author, and speaker. You'll notice as I go through this list of 10 mindset shifts that many of these shifts are from the more restricted left brain perspective to the bigger picture right brain perspective. So I'll start the list of 10. Number one, shifting our why. We can start with honestly asking ourselves, why do we want to add that healthy habit or remove that unhealthy habit? We can ask if we are ultimately motivated by external or internal forces. Extrinsic motivation would be things like wanting to look better, be more likable, more desirable, more acceptable to others. Also, extrinsic motivation could be thinking that we should do something. So it's not coming from within us. It's something that our culture is telling us or our friends or family that we should do. Intrinsic motivation may be to have more mental clarity, energy, stability of mood, restful sleep, stress tolerance. It may be to enjoy each day more. And it may be to care and take better care of ourselves. Extrinsic motivation is not sustainable, but it can also easily undermine intrinsic motivation. As we start to focus and direct our thoughts to internal motivations, the external motivations tend to fall away. They get crowded out. Number two, shifting our identity. Who is it that we ultimately want to be? How is it that we ultimately want to live our lives? Those are not questions answered with endpoints or destinations. If we say, I want to write a book, we can shift that to, I am a writer because I write each day. If we want to run a marathon, we can shift that to, I'm a runner because I run each day. If I want to be healthy, I can shift that to, I am a healthy person because I care for myself each day. The book, the marathon, the health are all byproducts. They are not what our identity is built upon. To quote James Clear, every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become. I love that, so I'm going to quote that again, and then I'm going to continue with his longer quote. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become. No single instance will transform your beliefs, but as the votes build up, so does the evidence of your new identity. This is one reason why meaningful change does not require radical change. Small habits can make a meaningful difference by providing evidence of a new identity. And if a change is meaningful, it is actually big. That's the paradox of making small improvements. Number three, shifting our values. What is it that we really care about? Is it really the piece of cake, the sweet flavor, the social media notifications, or anywhere we can get a dopamine hit? We are taught that we are deserving of regular rewards and treats, again, those external or extrinsic motivations. Yet we actually can trade much of that instant gratification for a deeper sense of gratification and self-worth. Number four, shifting our relationship to our feelings. What was I feeling when I decided to stress eat, as they call it? Why didn't I stick with my intention to exercise? What are we feeling when we ignore our intentions? We can replace avoiding our feelings with noticing our feelings. We can replace attempting to numb our feelings with listening to what they are trying to tell us. Why are we irritated or stressed? What do we need to look at? Attempting to bypass our feelings becomes just having them and being present, just as we would with a friend. We really can grow our awareness of our unconscious processes, but to do so requires, number five, widening our comfort zone. When it comes to starting something new or uncomfortable, we can shift our thoughts from running from discomfort to walking straight into it. To quote Jason C., self-care is really hard when you run from discomfort. There is so much of our energy that goes toward avoiding discomfort that makes this mind shift especially powerful. This shift of moving towards discomfort and not necessarily avoiding it is just another decision to choose a different thought. It creates space in our minds and our lives. We really can replace, I can't do that, it's too hard, with, great, I've got this. Or I'll start with the first step and the next will follow. Or bring it on. To quote Dr. Robert Biswas Diener, as we achieve comfort, it narrows the range of experience with which we are comfortable, and we fall out of practice with grappling with hardship and navigating tough circumstances. As comfort becomes our new natural resting state, I believe that is making us psychologically weaker. Number six, remove obstacles. We can ask ourselves what steps are required to make something happen and what cues will start to trigger our behavior. If we want to eat more vegetables, we can have more of them in our refrigerator. If we don't know how to cook them, we can open a cookbook and leave it open on the counter for the next meal. If it's hard to sit down to meditate, we can put a chair or floor cushion in view. If it's hard to get out and walk, we can have our shoes set by the door and not in the closet, out of sight and requiring us to open a door. Number seven, increase obstacles. We can ask ourselves, how can we make it more difficult to do the things that aren't serving our self-care? If we want to stop eating sweets, we can keep them out of the house. If other family members eat sweets, we can ask them to put them up in a cabinet or in a drawer in the refrigerator, so they are out of view. If we feel we are on our phone too much, we can turn it off and put it in another room. Anything that we can do to create another step or another obstacle will make it less likely that we'll have those habits that can often be operating on autopilot. If we want to limit social media, we can remove notifications and delete apps. Number 8, shifting from goal to process. We can ask ourselves, when exactly do we think we'll get there? When do we get to start living? It's not uncommon to set out a goal that is too far into the future. We can replace destination with our daily choices and the life that we are living right now. We can replace the goal to live longer with a goal to being fully alive each day. We can replace making a resolution with being present with the next choice. Another quote from Jason Sieb, self-care is nothing more than this question. How can I best take care of myself at this moment? Number 9, shifting from radical change to incremental change. Sustainable change is about small steps that inevitably add up, moment by moment, brick by brick. We can pick the thing we want to put into our lives and start small and slow. Before we know it, the momentum from small success is helping carry us forward. Number 10, accountability. We can know that ultimately, in the biggest picture of our lives, no one can do this work of self-care for us. We can notice our inner dialogue and even call ourselves out when we're not being honest. Sure, there are times when life circumstances really do get in the way of our intentions, and there are times we may, for good reason, make another choice. We know the difference if we take a moment again to notice our thoughts and feelings and if we're honest with ourselves. I can't help it becomes, yes, I actually can. I didn't have time becomes, what am I putting before caring for myself? I didn't feel like it becomes, I can tolerate some discomfort. Everyone else was drinking or eating that cake becomes, I can learn about boundaries, which I've heard is really important for self-care. The momentum does build over time. What might start as a little discomfort builds into intrinsic, sustainable motivation that fuels itself. As with anything, the neuroplastic changes for this doesn't necessarily just happen. It requires repeated mind shifts, small steps, and yes, widening our comfort zone. I hope your next action is a vote for the person you want to become. If you would like to receive these newsletters with text and audio in your mailbox and with the appropriate links, please consider subscribing at CourtneySnyderMD.com or on Substack. Until next time, take care.